It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to an internationally touring DJ based here in Wisconsin about how the art form has evolved over the years.
First, Democratic delegates from around Wisconsin met in Milwaukee this weekend for the party state convention. The event was particularly important for state Democrats because they elected a new chair, Martha Laning, who they hope will lead them to victories after years of losing races to Republicans in the legislature and the governor's office.
We'll speak to the new Democratic leader about her vision for the party later this week. But the other news that came out of the convention poses some interesting questions for the Democratic Party on the state and national level. In a straw poll, delegates favored Hillary Clinton for president, but not by much. Clinton finished with 49% of that vote. Bernie Sanders took 41%.
Hillary Clinton is still polling strongly among Democrats nationally, but this could be a sign that she's not attracting the progressive crowd that has shown enthusiasm for politicians like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Here to talk with us about this weekend's straw poll is Politico reporter Jonathan Topaz. Jonathan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much for having me.
So how big a deal is a strong Sanders showing in a straw poll like this?
It's a good question. I think what we can safely say, it's another data point that shows that there are a number of progressive voters that are disenchanted with the last six years of President Barack Obama and are very wary about the Hillary Clinton coronation, if not her candidacy. Since he's announced, Sanders has been polling very, very well, increasing his numbers at the polls. He's been drawing huge crowds in early states and even in places like Minneapolis, where he had over 3,000 people come out for a rally, and he's doing well in fundraising. And when you talk to early state advocates, he's the person that they bring up as the so-called liberal alternative to Hillary Clinton. So does this mean that he's at 41% among national Democrats? Certainly not. Wisconsin has a fairly liberal Democratic Party. It's a straw poll. It's a couple hundred delegates. This is, as I said, another data point that indicates that he is surging right now and that he's speaking to an increasingly liberal Democratic Party that is a little concerned about an establishment frontrunner running away with this.
And he's an independent, right? So what does that mean, that Democrats are not even really voting for a Democrat?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing for a bunch of liberal activists to punch Bernie Sanders at a liberal convention or something along those lines. I mean, this is a Wisconsin Democratic Party straw poll. Now, it's still a straw poll. It's still unofficial. But this is a state party. These are folks quite literally in the establishment. So it's quite remarkable that someone who's not even a registered Democrat could actually be getting 41% of the vote at a state party straw poll. Now, as you said earlier in the intro, because of the very closely contested party chair race, this is the highest turnout in about two decades, and that included a lot of grassroots activists. But still, very, very impressive for a guy who just a couple, less than 2 months ago decided he was going to run as a Democrat.
So last week, two polls showed both Hillary Clinton's favorability numbers falling further and faster than anticipated since the announcement of her candidacy. Does that mean this is legitimate bad news for the Hillary Clinton camp?
Yeah, it's not great news. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, she is polling way ahead of her rivals. She remains very popular in the Democratic Party despite those sagging poll numbers. She is going to have more money than any other candidate on the Democratic side by a mile. This is not someone whose campaign is in crisis mode because Bernie Sanders has had a good month and a half. But it is a concern, and it speaks to a larger issue that progressives have with Hillary Clinton, both on her policy, and she's been doing what she can to talk a lot more about income inequality than she has in the past and things like that, but also it's a personality difference. Bernie Sanders is seen as an incredibly straight-talking, tell-it-like-it-is politician, and Hillary Clinton has the reputation of not being that, and there's an authenticity gap that I think at least the perception is on the Democratic side that there is one. And so this is a straw poll in Wisconsin in June for you know, a not an early state is not the end of the world. And of course, Clinton did win. But there are issues here with the progressive base and how much she decides to move to the left to try to, you know, fill that in will be a very interesting decision for her campaign.
Do you think you could read it as a signal to Hillary from some voters saying, we want you to move further to the left, and this is our warning shot?
I think there's some of that. I mean, the straw poll is you know, it's unofficial. There's no decisions being made on this. It's certainly easy enough to put in a vote for Bernie Sanders to send a message to Hillary Clinton. But, you know, Bernie Sanders has, very passionate supporters. And in Iowa and New Hampshire, he's been getting double the number of supporters they were expecting at these rallies. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people. They just were overflowing at a town hall over the weekend. As one early state activist emailed me, unprompted, by the way, he said, something's happening out here in Iowa. I think that some of that is a message to Hillary Clinton, but, a lot of it is also that there's genuine enthusiasm from liberals who are a little concerned with how the last 6 years have gone.
We're talking right now with political reporter Jonathan Topaz about recent news that Democratic nominee Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders came in a surprisingly strong second to Hillary Clinton in a recent Wisconsin Democratic Convention straw poll. And Jonathan, at what point do the numbers for Bernie Sanders become sort of more than a mild point of interest, a data point, something that could be viewed as a mild nuisance to the Hillary Clinton campaign and become something that could be conceived as a real threat?
Right. Well, he's got to keep doing it. He's got to do it in early states. It has to show up in the national polling. It's very early, but there has to be a bit more of a consistent showing in the national polls and among activists. When you talk to the Sanders campaign, what they say is that their biggest challenge, they're quite open about this, their biggest challenge is convincing Democratic voters who like Bernie and like his message that he's electable, that they won't be throwing away their vote on someone who, you know, isn't a Democrat, who, you know, is a self-described Democratic socialist. I think that that's the bar they have to clear. They have to clear the bar that says that we are credible, Sanders is electable, and that you don't need to run to someone like Martin O'Malley, for instance, as a more credible alternative for your liberal vote. I think that they are doing quite a good job with that, and the Sanders campaign right now is going about as well as anyone could have expected, 2 months ago before he started announcing.
How much do you think that straw poll, the results from it, have to do with the current state of political affairs in Wisconsin, the polarization here, and how much have to do with the candidates themselves?
Yeah, you know, that's a fascinating story, and I cover 2016 presidential politics, so we didn't get into it too much here, but you know, there's a story here that politics in Wisconsin is quite polarized. You guys probably know better than me, and I think a large part of that is due to Scott Walker and his control of the Republican Party, and obviously his battle with organized labor. Bernie Sanders obviously is, his bread and butter is with organized labor. He's visited union halls around in early states, elsewhere, since announcing his candidacy. I've spoke to a few activists today who said that there is greater communication, cooperation between labor unions and the Democratic Party establishment in Wisconsin. So I get the sense that, yeah, the party has moved leftward a little bit there in recent years, and that's partially probably what's behind this surprising result.
And before we let you go, I mean, do you think part of the success of Sanders so far is the fact that he's running in an uncrowded field, where if you look at the Republican field, you've got 20-plus candidates there?
There's no question. He's running in an uncrowded field, and he is well-suited to run against a cautious establishment frontrunner. Bernie Sanders is not cautious. He's very specific on policy proposals. He takes questions from the media. And in a lot of ways, he's a good foil to Hillary Clinton. At least his campaign thinks so, because he can kind of fill in that gap nicely. And certainly, when you look at the Republican side, when you see, you know, seven or eight people descending on Iowa every weekend, it can certainly be a little harder to distinguish yourself.
Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Jonathan Topaz, reporter at Politico.